My dad gave me some great advice as a young man. A couple of times. He said, son, the world, of course, my dad had a third grade education. He didn't get to go to school. He got started school and had to take him out to help farm to make a living because his dad was very poor. They didn't have any money, so he had to work, so he didn't get to go to school. So he was a very wise man, though, because he knew the Lord. And he told me, he said, son, the world is changing so rapidly today. He said, this technology that they talk about, you know, he said, I've seen so many changes in my life. He said, when my daddy was born, they had a horse and buggy, and when he died, we still had a horse and buggy. But he said, today we got cars and airplanes and all kinds of stuff. So he said, whatever you do, he said, don't put all your eggs in one basket. I didn't know what he meant. I said, what do you mean by that, Dad? He said, don't go to Fort Worth and go to work for General Motors in the Chevrolet plant putting a fender on a car, because if you do that for 10 or 15 years and then they lay you off, you won't know how to do nothing. So he said, learn how to do a lot of different things. So therefore, if one of the jobs plays out, because with the technology curve that they have today, things will change. And boy, that was the best advice I ever got in my life. I definitely didn't put all my eggs in one basket. I put my eggs in lots of baskets, you know, and I've done a lot of different things in my life, you know, but I got that wonderful information from a daddy that had a third grade education, that when he married my mother, he could not do mathematics. He could read, but he could not multiply or divide. He could add, but he couldn't multiply or divide. And so mother had to teach him how to do those things. She taught him how to do that. But let me tell you, over the years, my dad was an internal engineer. My daddy, I never saw anything my dad could not fix. I remember one time those big hydraulic doors over at the post office where we lived. He went over there one day and the doors were doing some stupid things. And the guy said, you know, the guy in the post office, he said, I can't believe the money we've spent. We've had guys come from Brownwood and everywhere else, San Saba, try to fix them doors, and nobody can fix them hydraulic doors. Dad said, I can fix them. He said, what are they going to cost? Oh, he said, it won't cost Charlie nothing. He took those cylinders off, took them home, took them completely apart, fixed them, brought them back, put them on, and years later, them doors are still working just as smooth and perfect. And I said, Dad, how do you learn this? He said, you ask God. Ask God. He'll show you how things work. I thought, wow. So all those little things I got from my daddy, which had no education, has affected my life forever. Now, what if I wasn't fortunate enough to have that daddy? What if he wasn't a Christian daddy? You see how my life could have been so different? But I had that man. And of course, I had that mother, too, that was the same way. So I got a lot of good advice from a loving mother and dad. And I'm going to believe today that I am what I am because I had the mother and dad that I had. I can go back now, and you don't have no idea how many times in my life when I've looked at other people and the devastations that they have in their families. And you know, if you haven't noticed, all you got to do is look around. There's people all around you that's got devastating things happen in their lives. You know that? Family, you don't have to go very far. You know, not far at all. And I think if every family had one man and one woman that would stay together in love and go to church and teach their children the things of God, man, what a great place we would have. Right, James? Amen. The family. Yeah. But there's not many like you, James. There's not many like you, and you can be glad, you know, because I can see the fruits of your children, what you and Lori have done with those children as you've walked with God and showed them the principles of the kingdom. And that makes, they will be grateful for that through eternity forever. They will. So, praise the Lord. Okay. Now then he says, we've continued praying for you ever since we first heard about you. We ask God to give you a complete understanding of what He wants to do in your life. That's another statement that we need to ask the Lord. Lord, I need a complete understanding of what He wants me to do in my life. And we need to ask Him to make you wise with spiritual wisdom. Now, if you don't have that wisdom, You don't, if you're not wise with spiritual wisdom. You notice he put all the right words in there. Spiritual wisdom. You need spiritual wisdom. I think about the spiritual wisdom. If God had not given me years ago when he started me on this process and give me the spiritual wisdom he gave me, there was no way I could have bound and cast that demon of scoliosis out of this woman over the telephone in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, and commanded that beast to leave, an invisible thing I cannot see, and expected that thing to leave in the name of Jesus. And it did. Now, if you don't have spiritual wisdom, you can't do that. Where do you get that kind of spiritual wisdom? From the Lord. There is no place else you can get it. You learn about these spiritual beings in God's Word. There's not another book in the world that'll tell you about the spiritual authority that we have besides the Bible. And what slays me is when you sit down and talk with church members. I can think the day that we were up here, all of us were here, when that little woman manifested with that demon that night. After Ty and Cheryl had been asking the Lord to let one manifest, you know. And so it did. And you know, that night there was people that had never in their life seen what they saw here that night. And I'm going to tell you, besides maybe us, maybe some of you, I don't know, I'm sure there's some of you that are spiritual enough, you knew what was going on, but there was a lot of people here that were petrified, you know, when this little woman went to screaming. But I got news for you. I can remember when I saw it the first time, I was petrified, you know. So what's the big deal, huh? You know, I guess when we first start out in spiritual wisdom and learning our spiritual authority, the first time you see a demon manifest, I don't mind telling you, if you've been raised in a church that don't teach this kind of stuff, that you don't know nothing about it, it will rock you. It will, won't it, Keith? It'll amaze you. It'll shock you. But you know, the average person today does not understand when somebody walks up to you and is a demon, or this being controlled by a demon, and they walk up to you and start cussing or using foul language and everything else. You know, that are you in a whole place, a whole establishment. When you get this spiritual wisdom that God gives you here, you learn how to take authority over the forces of darkness as a son of God in the places you work. And you can change the lives of people there. You know, I've seen it happen. You know, you just don't realize the authority you have as a son of God. And we're learning this in this book of Colossians. This book of Colossians is such a powerful, magnificent book. I mean, it's awesome. But the whole Bible's this way. But this one, this book, when you start talking about spiritual authority and spiritual wisdom, the book of Colossians is just way out there in front. It's got so many things in it that you need to know. So then the verse 10 says, then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord. In other words, and you will continually do good, kind things for others, all the while you will learn to know God better and better. Now, when you see that, when you learn this spiritual wisdom, now think about this. I want you to think about this a minute. And this is something that the majority of the world, the church world, does not believe. The majority of the church world, I know, at least the church world I was involved with so many years of my life, the majority of the church world does not believe I, as a Christian, can have a demon. They just don't believe it. I ask a lot of them. I ask doctors of theology, and they all told me the same thing. No. But when you learn spiritual wisdom, when you learn that you sin, you can open the door to a spiritual authority and that beast come into your life. I told some people at the Ministry Center this story today, and I haven't told it, but maybe once or twice forever. But I'm going to tell you all tonight. It's just exactly right with the teaching. 6 years ago, when Betty and Amanda died in the car wreck, Caitlin's spirit in that trauma was opened. A little 3-year-old girl. Now, a big, bad, wicked demon wouldn't go inside of a little 3-year-old child just because he had legal right. Would he, James?
Yes, he would.
Yes, he would. And he did. But after we got her out of the hospital, she could barely walk. You know, we're talking to her. We're speaking over her body. I got her where she can stand. She can walk just barely. She can just barely carry her own weight, just barely. One afternoon, I was keeping her myself, and one afternoon I was getting ready to give her a bath. I had some stuff outside I needed to do. I was working on a set of doors in the garage, and Tim and Maraca came by. Now, they weren't married yet. They were just a young couple, and they came by, and Tim said, "What are you doing, Dad?" I said, "Well, I'm trying to work on these doors, but I got to give Caitlin a bath." Oh, he said, "Dad, Maraca and I'll be happy to give her a bath if you want to work on them doors." I said, "Great, great. You know, y'all want to give her a bath and take care of her and clean her up good and put some powder and all that stuff on her?" I said, "That's great." I said, "I can go outside and work on them doors." So I went outside and started working on the doors. And they took her in the bathroom and drew a tub of water and started giving her a bath. Tim took her out of the bathtub and was drying her off. And all of a sudden, Maraca come running outside. "Thurman, Thurman, quick, something's wrong with Caitlin." And she was very excited. So, man, I didn't know what. I just dropped my hammer, my tools, everything, and ran into that house to the bathroom where she was. Now, my son, Tim, some of you know Tim. Tim is not a little fella. He's a weightlifter. He weighs about 220, and his arms are about that big around, and his legs are about that big around. You know, he is some kind of a hunk of boy. You know, you don't want to mess with him, you know, unless you want to get hurt. You know, he picks up weights and trains himself every day. But he runs 3 physical fitness centers, and he works out in all of them. So he is in very good shape. But he was in good shape then, too, because he was a football player back in those days. And he worked out, and he was strong as a bull ox. Caitlin was crawling all over him, climbing, screaming, and Tim couldn't hold her. When I walked in the door, he screamed, "Dad, what's wrong with her?" I said, "She's got a demon. Hand her to me." Now, he didn't understand that. My own son. I grabbed that little girl. I squeezed her in my arms. I knew who I was in Christ. Where do you think I learned this stuff? Reading this book.
Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. If the teaching you've just heard, if you would like that in its entirety, if you would call our ministry at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can also order all of our entire teachings, which we have hundreds of them, on the website at tlsm.org. www.tlm.org. tlsm.org. And there you can go to the free teachings. You can order whatever you want. We'll send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.